Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every week, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. And this week, it's all about the Jets. Check out what he has to say as they prepare for a big rival game on the road in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Patriots coming off a big win on Sunday. Oh, wait a minute. I think they just scored again. Oh, we can't worry about that. 59 points. That's all in the past. Right now, it's all about Thanksgiving night in the Jets. Number one thing for me here is the Patriots need to get off to a good, fast start. Every time the Jets win a game, they think they're back in it. They feel good about themselves, and they start talking about playoffs and things. They're 4-6. The Patriots are 7-3. There's that much of a difference between these two teams. The Patriots need to get off to a good start, can't let New York feel good about themselves, and they also need to make New York one-dimensional. And I think that all starts with Tom Brady in the offense. Get out to a quick start and make the Jets quit. Defensively, the Patriots need to tighten things up a little bit, and the secondary, I think, is where that needs to happen most. The last time, there were a lot of open receivers for Mark Sanchez, and he proved even a guy who can only complete around 55% of his passes can have success when the receivers are wide open. Jeremy Curley and Dustin Keller both did a lot of damage. They need to tighten the coverage on those guys, give them smaller windows, because Sanchez is not accurate enough to get the ball into those tight spaces. He'll make mistakes, he won't be able to convert, and they'll get frustrated. The Patriots secondary needs to tighten things up. For the Patriots offensively, this is an interesting game because no one has given Tom Brady more trouble consistently than Rex Ryan and his defensive game plans. And one of the guys that's really been able to hurt New York is Rob Gronkowski. Obviously, the Patriots are going to be without him. This is going to be a good test. How do they get by? They have so many tight ends on the roster. Aaron Hernandez's health is still an issue. We don't know for sure if he'll be back in there. They're going to have to find a way. It's not going to be one guy to replace Gronk. It's going to be Gronk by committee, if you will. This is going to be a good test to see how they approach Rex Ryan's defense, but I think they need to get a lot of guys involved, and Brandon Lloyd might be one of those guys. Julian Edelman could be called upon again, but it's not going to be just one guy. Really interesting game to predict. I really can see this going a couple of different ways. I do think the Jets, for all of their loudmouth talk, have an opportunity here for a statement win to get themselves back in the playoff picture. Their schedule really lightens up after this Patriots game, and they could conceivably run the table if they can come off the confidence-building win on Thanksgiving night. I just don't see it happening. I think the Patriots, even without Gronkowski, have too much offense. They find a way to score points, and I don't think Sanchez can keep up. Same kind of theme that we've been using the last several games. Patriots find a way to get by 27-19. Thanksgiving night in New Jersey, what better way to spend the holiday?
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.